From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Defense Secretary says Saudi Arabia is backing the Iran nuclear deal. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter, after meeting Saudi King Salman and his defense counterpart, said Wednesday they assured him they support the accord to restrain Iran's nuclear program. But Carter, speaking with reporters, acknowledged the Saudis have reservations.
The only reservations that we discussed were ones that we thoroughly share, namely that we attend to verification of the agreement as it's implemented, and also with respect to the so-called snapback of sanctions. So those are aspects of the implementation of the agreement that we discussed.
The defense chief made an unannounced stop Thursday in Baghdad to meet with Iraqi and Sunni leaders in their campaign to battle the Islamic State, which controls large parts of northern and western Iraq. Final results of Burundi's presidential election held Tuesday are expected Friday. Incumbent Pierre Nkurunziza is widely expected to win a third term, despite an opposition boycott. In an interview with Reuters, opposition leader Agathon Rwasa called on Mr. Nkurunziza to hold talks on forming a national unity government.
The idea of a government of national unity can be accepted. War can only destroy. While the dialogue can help us overcome all these troubles of ours.
Mr. Nkurunziza's bid for a third term sparked international condemnation for violating the Constitution's two-term limit and the Arusha Agreement that ended the country's civil war. But he was backed by the Constitutional Court, which ruled his first term was the result of parliamentary action, not a popular vote. Pre-election violence killed dozens, forced thousands to flee. This is VOA News. President Obama late Wednesday marked the reauthorization of the 15-year-old African Growth and Opportunity Act, known as AGOA, with a White House reception.
Now that it's been renewed, AGOA will be central to our efforts to boost the trade and investment that supports hundreds of thousands of jobs both in Africa and in the United States, creating opportunities for all of us. And I'm especially pleased that AGOA will continue to encourage good governance and labor and human rights.
He said despite its challenges, Africa is incredibly dynamic and resilient with extraordinary opportunities for the U.S. AGOA has been instrumental in boosting U.S.-Africa trade to $73 billion last year. More than 40 African countries are eligible for trade benefits, through which most imports from Africa enter the U.S. duty-free. The president heads to Africa with stops in Kenya and Ethiopia, arriving late Friday in Nairobi. Mr. Obama will take part in a business summit. Then, according to National Security Advisor Susan Rice, it's on to Ethiopia.
The president's visit will reflect the fact that we have a long-standing, strong bilateral relationship with Ethiopia. Among our shared interests are facilitating peace in South Sudan, countering al-Shabaab in Somalia, and advancing Ethiopia's growth and development, as well as promoting regional stability.
Mr. Obama will meet Ethiopian officials and civil society groups and then address the African Union Monday before returning to Washington. At least 15 people drowned when a ferry collided with a cargo boat and capsized on the Nile near Cairo late Wednesday. Police arrested the captain of the cargo vessel. Emergency workers rescued at least six people. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar sacked one of his commanders, Peter Gadet, who is among those recently blacklisted by the UN. One diplomat in Ethiopia suggests the move will make it harder to reach a lasting peace. The Associated Press reports another rebel commander has also been removed. African Union and Somali forces Wednesday captured an al-Shabaab stronghold in Badheri, about 350 kilometers southwest of Mogadishu. Coalition forces have pushed the militant group out of most of its positions, but al-Shabaab remains a deadly force, attacking government and civilian targets. A Russian Soyuz capsule docked at the International Space Station early Thursday after a two-month delay following failure of an unmanned Russian cargo ship. American Kiel Lindgren, Russian Oleg Kononenko, and Japan's Kamiya Yui joined two Russians and an American aboard the station. They'll remain there until at least December. The White House Wednesday confirmed that the administration is in the final stages of drafting a plan to close the U.S. military detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. President Obama made the closure of the prison a top priority since taking office in 2009. Inmates have slowly been transferred out and now number just 116. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.